to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where we're working together to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is a coaching program for wannabe real estate investors, new real estate investors, and even experienced real estate investors. We have people join our group that already have 5,000 apartment units. They just want to take it to the next level. All we're doing, if you summarized it, if anybody ever asks me, they say, what exactly do you do? We teach people what the rich teach their kids that the poor and middle class can't. And it almost sounds like I'm putting down the poor middle class. I'm not. Notice the verbiage. What the poor and middle class cannot. It's not that they don't want to teach their kids the right thing to do with money. They just don't know. They've never done it. They've never been rich, so they don't know how to do it. You know, you have to think about all of your education throughout your life. First form of education came from your parents. They gave you financial advice. So you ask the question, were my parents financially independent, multimillionaire, entrepreneurs? Well, no, huh? So does it make sense that their advice is questionable at best? Then you go to high school and ask the same question. Were your high school teachers financially independent, multimillionaire entrepreneurs? No. Then you go to college. Were your college professors financially independent or multimillionaire entrepreneurs? No. Then a bunch of you get desperate, you know, around age 40, 45, and you start hiring financial planners, and you have to ask yourself the same question. But see, many of you assume. You make an assumption that because they're a financial planner, they're financially successful. But if you Google it, the average financial planner in the United States makes $65,000 a year. They can't help you. It's that simple. They don't know how to do it, or they'd have done it themselves. Now, are there great financial planners out there? Absolutely. But what I'm finding is you got to have $1 million, $2 million, or they won't even talk to you. You know, it falls under the Pareto rule that 80% of the results flow from the top 20% of the people. So if there's, say, and this is probably low, if there's 100,000 financial planners in Greater Houston, only 20,000 of them are good. Of those 20,000, only 4,000 of them are great. Guess what category you need to be in? That top 4%. Otherwise, they're useless to you. So when you start looking at that and questioning your financial IQ, questioning your financial position, it's not your fault. We were all taught the wrong things to do by people unqualified to teach us. The way Stephen Covey puts it is we're all given the wrong map. And we go out there and we're diligent, hardworking. We get ourselves formally educated, which is what we're told to do, meaning college, high school, and we think that's enough. But then you wake up on that 40th birthday and you go, holy Toledo, 2 times 40 is 80. Man, I'm halfway there. And I'm nowhere near where I need to be financially. And people begin to panic. And that's why they go to financial planners, not even qualifying them. They just assume, well, financial planner, they must be a successful person. You better do the research. So all we do at Total Wealth Academy is we study the 5% of Americans who retire wealthy, and it's only 5%. We study what they do, how they do it, what type of assets they put their money in, what their focus is, how they use diversification, and we just study them. That's what we do at Total Wealth Academy. And these people are qualified to teach us because they are multimillionaire entrepreneurs. Some of the people we study are billionaires. So what they say, we know it works. So when a person comes to Total Wealth Academy, they're either like me, they just want more out of life. They want to live an exceptional life. I met a lady, in fact, she's got an email in my email box right now, Brandy. That's her thing. She already makes good money. She has some savings. She started, but she's on a good path. She just wants to live life to the fullest. She wants to live a remarkable life. So that was why she's at Total Wealth Academy. Others are just dissatisfied and frustrated. And they're going, you know, I'm 40, 45 years old. I got a couple hundred grand in the bank. Hate to tell you this, that's broke. You're broke. Because if you're 40, 45, all you do is double what you've got in the bank right now. That's what you'll have when you retire. Nobody's retiring on 400 grand. I can tell you that right now. It takes about 3 million. But do not get discouraged. This show teaches you how to build a second stream of income, and you don't need $3 million to do it. The second stream of income is wonderful because it can retire you at any age. You don't have to be 65, 70. I know people literally in their 20s retired. I retired at 30, but that was because I didn't start till 27. If I'd have started at 24, I'd have retired by 27. Now, I know what you're saying, but Steve, retirement sucks. You say retirement sucks. It does. It's boring as can be. I don't know why people want to retire. But I guess I do. You know why people want to retire? Because their life sucks. They hate their jobs. They hate what they do. They hate the hours. They just want to get out of it. And even doing nothing sounds better than the job they're at. All right, we'll talk more about this when we come back from the break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thank you so much for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about, kind of I got off on a tangent because I was trying to explain what Total Wealth Academy does in a nutshell, but it's so hard to explain it, you know, in 5 minutes. That's why I tried to reduce it to the ridiculous almost explanation, which is all we're doing is teaching people what the rich teach their kids that the poor and middle class cannot. That's all we're doing. We're going out and finding the strategies that work and just imitating them. And that's really what you're supposed to do. I forget who said it. It may have been Andrew Carnegie, but he basically said, stop trying to reinvent the wheel. It's all been done before. Simply go out and find someone who's gotten the results from their life that you want and imitate them. And the sad thing is, do you remember as a kid being called a copycat if you imitated somebody? That put the jinx, that put the zap on people's heads. That is the wrong way to think. It's all about copying. It's all about being a copycat. That's how you win. But who are you copycatting? Your parents? Your parents who you know retired broke? That's not a good idea. You want somebody on your team who is a multimillionaire entrepreneur. And the nice thing about being a member of Total Wealth Academy is by the end of a year, I would say the average member has between 5 and 10 multimillionaires in their phone. No question. I'm fortunate enough to have 2 billionaires in my phone. Now, I only call them rarely. But if I get stuck and I really need help, I'll make that phone call. And the interesting thing is, you know both of them, by the way. The interesting thing is, these guys, and I'm sure billionaire women as well, are without a doubt the kindest, nicest people. I was at an event, and I was sitting there at the end. It was a really cool event. There were only about 20 of us, and this billionaire was speaking. And he got up and said, look, here's my phone number. I'm like, he doesn't mean me. He goes, for everybody. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, I want everybody to write down my phone number. If you get stuck, you need a quick call, call me. Now, I'm not going to spend a half hour, an hour on the phone with you. But I guarantee any problem you've had, something to this effect, any problem you've had, I've had it. I just figured out how to solve it. Call me. I'll tell you how I solved your problem when it was my problem. Well, what happened was he was, because he's into real estate and nobody else at the table was, he and I talked quite a bit. And he left literally probably an hour later. In other words, he had left the building. He had driven somewhere. About an hour later, he walked back in and said, you know, guys, I forgot to give you my phone number, which he had done because we got distracted. He was gone an hour. That means he had probably driven to another location, realized what he had done, and drove back to help us all out. That's my exposure to billionaires. The other one was the same way. Robert Martinez, one of our sponsors, syndicators, he was at an event with Gary Vaynerchuk. Now, I don't think Vaynerchuk's a billionaire, but he will be. He was standing in the rain after the event, after watching Vaynerchuk speak. Vaynerchuk came out the back door and spent 30 minutes with him while they waited for limos or whatever. I think Vaynerchuk's limo was there. But he stayed with Robert for over 30 minutes while Robert waited for his ride. This stuff on TV where they show you, you know, rich people are bad, rich people are greedy, rich people are self-centered, and it's all BS. It's all BS. The happiest, friendliest, kindest people I know are millionaires, multimillionaires, and billionaires. You know, what happened to me, I've told this story before. Why do I drive a Ferrari? Because I ran away from home at age 8. And by age 8, I had been indoctrinated that money was the root of all evil. Rich people are bad. And I run away from home, who knows for what reason. I think they wouldn't let me date or something like that. I wasn't supposed to talk to girls or something. I'm sure it had to do with girls. So I run away and talk to two of my friends into running away with me. We end up at the Grove Park Inn in Asheville, North Carolina. If you're not familiar with that resort, it is spectacular. It is a golf course built into the side of a mountain. It's insane. It's insane. And I believe the building itself is several hundred years old. Ferrari convention. Ferraris everywhere. Dino's. That's the one I remember because that's the one I got to sit in. Those things are worth $10 million now. I'm sure at the time they were about $60,000, which was insane, you know, back then. The average car was probably about $3,600, $4,000. And this woman and her husband, he didn't pay too much attention to us, sees us and invites us over. Well, she was a very intelligent woman, probably mid-30s, gorgeous, and she figured out real quick what we had done because it was a school day and we weren't in school. We're on our bikes, you know, way away from home on a resort. Because she figured out we were runaways real quick. So she gets us a sandwich, gets us a Coke, gets us chips, feeds us, then lets each of us sit in the Dino and proceeds to tell us everything about it. And what it did was it woke me up. This evil rich person was the kindest person, really, at the time that I'd probably ever met other than my parents. She treated me like I was her child, all three of us. And it woke me up that I had been lied to about money. And it was shocking. You know, for an 8-year-old to go, these are the evil people they're talking about? It blew my mind. Then she explained how the whole event, every dime of profit of it, was going to a charity. And I was like, okay. They're doing what they tell me to do, which is be involved in charities, but they're rich. I thought they were evil. Man, it just woke me up. And I said right then and there, one of these days I'm going to own a Ferrari and I'm going to do those charity events as well. So that helped me get past what a lot of you suffer from, which is, I feel guilty if I'm rich. I feel guilty if I make money. That's a bunch of crap. That's a bunch of crap. If you've got any guilt about making money, you've got to remember where money comes from in a capitalist society. Now, if you're in a socialist society where you're given money, you don't really earn it, yeah, you might want to feel guilty there. But where does money come from in a capitalist society? It comes from one place, other people. And to deserve having more money, you had to have helped or served other people. It's that simple. You really feel guilty about helping and serving other people? You don't, do you? But how many of you understood that's what it's really all about? Capitalism has its imperfections. Capitalism can be taken advantage of. But you got to understand, the people who take advantage of them are criminals. And if we were in a socialist country, they'd do the same thing, only 10 times worse. Remember, when capitalism goes bad, people get hungry and they lose money. When socialism goes bad, people die. So don't feel guilty about making money. Stay focused on how you're here to help and serve other people, and you'll make massive amounts of money. But remember, to make a lot of money, you have to help a lot of other people. This is why we have to buy 200 units at a time, 500 units at a time, or 20 houses, 30 houses. You got to help a lot of people if you want to make a lot of money. All right, we'll talk more after the break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Remember, you can always find us online at GetTotalWealth.com. While you're there, please register for our free sample class. If you want to see a sample of what we're teaching, how we teach, our techniques and our style, which is important because you've got to choose your mentor wisely. You don't want to take a course from somebody you feel like is a jerk or arrogant or something like that. You want to make sure you're taking your course from somebody you like, enjoy communicating with, and so on. And my son teaches that class, and I know I'm bragging about my son, but I'm telling you, his reviews are better than mine. Better than mine. And he's just now turning 30. So, yeah, check that out, and we'll start sharing with you some ideas that the rich teach their kids that the poor and middle class cannot. That's GetTotalWealth.com, free sample class. And the next one is, I believe, next Thursday. Pretty sure it's next Thursday. But you can get the schedule at GetTotalWealth.com. And then, you know, some of you are scared to death you're going to buy something. Leave your checkbook at home. You know, just come see the workshop. Give yourself the opportunity to get some of this information in your head so that you can start making changes in your life that will improve it. The other thing is, right now, because of COVID, our $2,000 membership is only $500. So it's really a no-brainer. But don't say, okay, I want to sign up. Please watch the free sample class first. So you know exactly what we're doing, know how our coaching system works, make sure it's right for you. So go to GetTotalWealth.com. The next thing I would like to discuss is the simplicity of single-family investing. A lot of times, probably 90% of the time, I'm talking about passive investing in these big commercial deals because they get me excited and they're in my face every day. Every day I'm dealing with a new project. So that spills over into the radio show. And I neglect single family for long periods of time. So let's talk about single family and the simplicity of it in building your second stream of income. The first thing that you've got to understand is the Monopoly analogy. I'll just go through it quickly. If you played Monopoly and just went around the board and just collected your paycheck at go every time, would you ever win the game? No, just collecting a paycheck doesn't work anymore. You've got to have a second stream of income. How do you build a second stream of income in Monopoly? By buying income-producing assets. And so we're always talking about strip shopping centers, hotels, mobile home parks, apartment complexes, self-storage complexes, and so on. But we're doing it with single family as well. That's my first passive stream of income, came from a large group, over 100 units, of single family, duplex, fourplex, and so on. Now, I'm not a huge fan, after having owned them, of duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes. But it's not that there's anything wrong with them. It's just that single family is flat out easier. They appreciate better. The clientele is better. They're easier to manage. It's just, it's the home run deal out of the four classes. And remember, four units or less is considered single family. At five units and up, that's called multifamily. So anyway, it was my first set of income. And what you should probably understand is that, man, I don't know if it was my first 10, or maybe it was more than that. Maybe it was 20. You know, it's 30 years ago. We're owner finance deals. I didn't even use my credit. I didn't use my money. Many of them were zero down, owner financed deals. Then I started learning about credit, learning how to improve my credit, and I was able to start using conventional loans. But then it got even simpler, I don't know if it's 15 years ago or whatever, with the invention, and I'm sure it was around, it was with the popularity of this thing called a hard money loan. And at first I didn't like the hard money loan because it 12% interest. You know, I'm getting conventional loans for 4% interest. Why would I do a hard money loan? Here's why. It includes the rehab money. So not only does that loan cover the purchase of the house, it covers all your rehab money to make the house perfect, which you've got to do. And you only use it for 2 to 3 months. So what you do is you take out a hard money loan and they give you the money to purchase the property and rehab it. As soon as the rehab is complete, you switch to a conventional loan, usually Fannie Mae, with a 3.5%, 4%, 4.5% interest rate. So using a hard money loan is heads and tails above using conventional financing. The example I always use of that little property over off West Green in Katy, that deal, if I'd have used a conventional loan, would have been $67,000 out of pocket. $67,000. Because I used a hard money loan, it was less than $20,000. I was able to buy 3 houses, not just one, with that $60,000, and I had $7,000 left over, you know, based off of the $67,000 total out of pocket for the conventional loan. So the hard money loan allows you to leverage yourself and buy more real estate faster than you ever could going to a normal bank, Wells Fargo, Chase, Bank of America, and places like that. So once I learned that, then I started buying everything I found because the down payments were so low. I had sometimes the down payment was $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. $6,500, then once in a while it was $20,000, you know, depending on how good the deal was. The better the deal, the lower the down payment. That's not a bad trade-off. So when you're out there and you have no passive income and you're thinking about building it, do not shy away from single family. It is a great tool for people who don't have $100,000, $200,000 to go straight into passive investing. You know, the minimum investment for a passive deal is $50,000. The minimum investment for a little single family house could be zero. I believe Blake Yarbrough has done, of Capital Concepts, has done 4 or 5 0 down deals. I know that Donnie Gothard, I think he's done 21 houses this year, and 4 or 5 of them were zero down. So the opportunity is there. And all you're doing is you're playing Monopoly, but in the real world. And you're buying those little, I think they're greenhouses, Red Hotel. I could have that backwards. But I think it's, you're buying those little greenhouses. Then when you get to 15, 20 of those little greenhouses, what do? You sell them and buy a red apartment complex. It's a sweet system. And so many people are afraid, man, I got to have hundreds of grand, several hundred grand to be a successful real estate investor. Not at all. We have members that join up with zero and go on to do 20 or 30 houses. It just takes them a little longer because they're starting from scratch. But if somebody comes in with 25, 50 grand, they can buy 2 or 3 houses their first year. And then the income from that allows them to buy more houses and so on and so on. And you can assume somewhere between $300 and $400 a month positive cash flow per rental house. So all you want to do is write down your bills, everything, car note, house note, garbage, gas, electric, taxes, insurance. Write down all your bills. Divide it by 400. This would be monthly, of course. Divide it by 400. That's how many houses you need to buy to retire yourself. Now, that doesn't give you money for travel and romance and fun. But if your bills are, say, $5,000 a month, and you go and buy yourself, would that be 13 rent houses? Let me do this. I am getting worse with math. Divided by 400. Yeah, 12.5. So 13 rent houses would give you about $5,000 a month positive cash flow. Take you about 3 to 4 hours a month to run them. If you had $5,000 coming in from your rent properties, is it not possible that you could quit the job that you're at that you're not happy with and go find a job you're happy with? Now you got the $5,000 paying on your bills, and then whatever job you take is the money for romance, travel, and fun. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thank you so much for listening.
Many people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $50,000 or more in investable assets, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free 90-minute sample class, live or online. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free sample class button. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we are in the final segment of today's show. So let me open the phone lines. If you got a question or comment, let's keep it to single family today. Maybe you've got a fear that because you have a job and a family, you can't do this. You know, I sarcastically say it, and I probably shouldn't. Why does everyone think they're the only person on earth with a job and a family? Every member of Total Wealth Academy has a job and a family, with very little exception. Yet they're building second streams of income. So anybody can do this, but you may have a fear about the time it takes. You may have a fear about dealing with tenants or maintenance calls or whatever. Anything I can help with, please give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay, let me go to, I've got a couple of email questions. This first one comes from a, let's see, am I allowed to use the name? Yes, Jean, I believe is how you say it. Okay, he had two tenants, boyfriend and girlfriend, in his unit. They got a couple of violations. Noise, fighting, smoking. They have caused damage to the unit. Holy Toledo, it's just a laundry list of ways they've broken the list. The lease. Maybe it's Gene. Gene, you're too kind. Get them out of there. Start eviction immediately. Today. Send them a 3-day eviction notice. I don't care if they're paying rent on time. They're destroying your property. They're causing you problems. It's time to get them out. And I'm sorry to give you a sales pitch, but you need to take a course on property management before you release that thing. Because I can tell from many mistakes in your email that you don't know the laws and you really don't know what you're doing. I don't want to be mean. Just pick a course and take it. Give us a shot, please. It's $500 to spend 6 hours with me, and I will show you how to never have a problem with a tenant again. But please, Gene, evict immediately. Get that 3-day eviction out there today. All right, phone lines are open. You can call me at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. We're going to go out to Katie right now and talk to Mike. Mike, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Steve. Thanks for taking my call. A good show.
Thank you.
Let me ask you a question, sir. When you talk about a hard money loan that covers not only the price of the house, but also the rehab work, are you supposed to get an estimate for rehab work before you get the hard money loan, or how do you work that out when you know how much the rehab is going to be?
Yeah, you've got to get, first off, Mike, you shouldn't be writing offers without a written bid. So that really comes way before getting your hard money loan. So get written bids, write your offer. Then once the contract is signed, take your contract and the written bid for repairs to the hard money lender, and they'll walk you through it step by step from that point forward.
Okay, son, let me ask you this. So when you switch to conventional, then I'm assuming the lender wants you to make be sure the repairs are done, they inspect, that you paid all your bills, so there's no lien, and then they will lend you conventionally. Is that the same lender, or is this a different lender?
Usually the same lender will handle the conventional and the hard money loan.
And so the reason why they charge 12%+ is to motivate you to spend the money on the rehab and then get them moving rather than procrastinate.
You got it. That's a good way to look at it, Mike.
Let me ask you another question. If I don't mean to take up all your time, but you guys.
No, you're welcome.
The next question is that you do the rehab, and then you were talking about taking the management course to get it leased, and then when you do that, you got to finish the repairs, and then you pay out, and then you refinance the price of the house only then? Is that right?
Well, they're going to go up to 75% of the after-repaired value.
Okay.
So if you, I could give you an example, but I think you get it.
Okay. So the 75, and this is where you need a little bit of stash in your hip pocket in order to cover, and you're always wanting to go with the hard money loan so you can do rehab. And is rehab the best way to go and buy a property for less because it needs rehab rather than buy one that is rehabbed already?
You got it, Mike. Mike, you're hitting these points perfectly.
Well, I came up and visited you a number of years ago when you're down there on Westheimer, and met, and I thought everybody there was really nice. Yeah, you got a neat program. You got neat people. You encourage us. You don't say you have to work your ever lovings up till you're dead. You actually get to have a lifestyle. And you mentioned the lifestyle is that we could pay our bills and have some income come in, and we didn't have to be a zillionaire when we retired from an active job. And I appreciate you encouraging us and keep repeating that so we get it to our thick skulls.
All right, Mike. I appreciate those kind words.
Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome. Take care. Yeah, to build at, if you need 100 grand a year for retirement at a 20% internal rate of return, you only have to have $500,000 invested. Whereas to get 100 grand a year out of savings, you have to have almost $3 million saved. $3 million saved. I will suggest it's much easier for you to build up 500 grand than it is $3 million. Now, some of you are going to do both. You're going to build a passive stream of income and save $3 million because real estate just does it. It's like an automatic savings program, automatic growth program. It's phenomenal. All right, you can give me a call. Well, really, you got a call right now. This is the last call for calls. It's 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or remember, my email is open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay. Ooh, this is tough. This is Mike. Oh, sorry about that. Finding a property manager in a rural area is tough. It's really next to impossible. I'm sitting here thinking of anybody I know that is building wealth in these rural areas, which is very effective, by the way. But all of them manage them themselves, Mike. It sounds like, you know, there's not a lot of info here, Mike, but this question kind of implies you don't want to run them yourself. Maybe you're a little afraid of tenants or leasing, or maybe you're afraid of the time it will consume. I'm going to tell you this. Before you get to 20 units, you should run them yourself, Mike. I can show you how to do it in my Saturday class in a way where, you know, 10 houses will take you about 3 hours a month, 20 houses will take you about 6 hours a month. We've all got that type of spare time. Now, Mike, accumulating the 10 to 20 houses might take 15 hours a month. But once you get them, it's very easy to run them. If you're having trouble running them, pick a course. Mike, it's you. It's you that is the problem, not the tenants. I know that's hard to take at first, but you want it to be that way so that you can make a change. If it is the tenant's fault, there's nothing you can do, you know. So you want it to be your responsibility. It is your responsibility. Mike, I have no doubt that you can manage 20 houses. Because I've seen everybody do it. Every type person you can imagine do it. So I know you can do it, but you need the education. Get out there and take a class. All right, thanks everybody for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.